This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sheri Kashmir International Conference Center, SKICC, in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. The Prime Minister called yoga a great tool for self-improvement. Union Home Minister Amit Shah participated in the International Yoga Day celebrations at Gotila Garden in Ahmedabad today. Addressing the yoga enthusiasts on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hoisted the flag of Indian culture and Indian knowledge all over the world in the form of International Yoga Day. In West Bengal, Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose has led a yoga session at Raj Bhavan. Various units of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and other central government offices also celebrated International Yoga Day in Kolkata and other parts of the state. In Bangladesh, High Commission of India organized a grand yoga event at the Shahid Suhrawardi Indoor Stadium, Mirpur, in Dhaka on the occasion of International Yoga Day. In UAE, residents embrace wellness with over 150 people participating in the International Day of Yoga celebrations held at Dusit Thani, Dubai, organized by the Art of Living Foundation. In Sri Lanka, International Day of Yoga is being observed at historic Gal Fort. The Consulate General of India at Hambantota has made arrangements for the celebration at the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Gal. About 10,000 people from different countries perform yoga at the iconic Times Square in New York City. The Consulate General of India in New York, along with the Times Square Alliance, organized a day-long celebration in which people showcase high enthusiasm for yoga. The government has imposed stock limits on pulses, tur, channa, including kabuli channa. The move has been taken to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation and also to improve affordability of pulses for the consumers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution issued an order in this regard which is applicable to wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers, millers and importers. As per the order, stock limits applicable for the wholesalers is 200 metric tons, 5 metric tons for retailers, 5 metric tons at retail outlet and 200 metric tons at depot for big chain retailers. The stock limit will be applicable till 30th September 2024. The Delhi High Court today reserved its order on an Enforcement Directorate ED plea to stay trial court's order granting bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The court stayed AAP Chief's bail till the final order is pronounced. The High Court asked the counsel to file the written submissions by Monday. The ED in its petition said yesterday's order granting regular bail to Kejriwal was passed without granting it an adequate opportunity of hearing. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain passed the order while issuing notice on the petition filed by the ED. The court said it was reserving the matter for a detailed order which will be pronounced in 2 to 3 days. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina today arrived in New Delhi on a 2-day visit to India. This is the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in the country. On the first day of her visit today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar held a meeting with Sheikh Hasina this evening. After the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar said, Ms. Hasina's visit to India underlines close and abiding ties between the two nations. In T20 Men's World Cup, South Africa have set a victory target of 164 runs for defending champion England in a Super 8 match at Gros Islet in St. Lucia. Put into bat, South Africa scored 163 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. England won 18-4-1 in 2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of the news bulletin.